Gein was fired in January 1997, 2 days after he exceeded the company's number of allowed absences from work. But Stoughton Trailers told him he had 15 days to file medical documents showing his final two absences were due to his migraines. Gein's attorney, John Carlson, says the Supreme Court's ruling sends an important message to employers.
If they are going to adopt an attendance policy such as the one in this case, if they're going to terminate an employee based on the policy, they have to, at the very least, follow their own policy.
Carlson says the ruling was a narrow one and did not address larger issues about the rights of disabled employees or the requirements employers must follow in making reasonable accommodations for them. Gein will get his job back, as well as back pay with interest from the time he was terminated. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.